السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. سورة الأعراف آية 187. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها، قل إنما علمها عند ربي لا يجليها لوقتها إلا هو، ثقلت في السماوات والأرض لا تأتيكم إلا بغتة، يسألونك كأنك حفي عنها، قل إنما علمها عند الله ولكن أكثر الناس لا يعلمون. صدق الله العلي العظيم.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
For the very first time, the pagans in the Arabian Peninsula heard about the day after and the day of resurrection was when the Prophet ﷺ came to them and informed them about the message of monotheism, Tawheed, and also the three important pillars: monotheism and the nubuwah, messengerhood, prophethood, and the third item was the Day of Judgment. Before that, they had no idea about it, nor they can perceive, they could not perceive how a person can die and after so many years and decades and probably centuries would be resurrected again. That was a very tough thing for them to understand and conceive. It's not easy. Even today, when you speak to the public, general public, they have difficult time accepting that we're going to be brought back again to life, resurrected after so many centuries of death. In Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that man came to the Prophet, stood before him, one of those leaders of idol worshippers in Mecca, the pagans. And he carried a human bone in his hand, and he started destroying it, crushing it with his palms. And he said, "Aza'amta ya Muhammad?" O Muhammad, you claim. Za'amt means you claim. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يُحْيِي هَذِهِ الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ, that your Lord is going to bring back this bone, dead bone that I'm destroying now, is going to bring it back to life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yasin, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ, he challenged us through an example that he gave when he destroyed the bone. And he forgot about his own creation and his own beginning. قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ Alim. He said, "Oh Muhammad, who can give life to these bones that are decomposed? These dry bones that are decomposed and destroyed. Your Lord can bring them back to life and cover them with flesh?" قُلْ, say to them, Ya Rasulullah. Say to him in his answer, say, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. God created this bone from nothing in the beginning. In the beginning there were no bones, no flesh, no blood. He created them from soil, from this dirt. He created man out of that. So it is much easier for him to recreate. The beginning of the creation is very difficult. When you are about to build something for the very first time, that's very difficult. But then when you are to rebuild and reconstruct, it becomes much more easier. قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٍ. Many of us, my friends, including Muslims, including believers, have difficult time accepting the issue of resurrection. Sometimes you have doubts in your mind. Am I really going to be brought back again after I go? Therefore, even within some Muslim people today in America, in Orange County, they burn the body of their loved ones. They burn it. This means that they don't believe in the resurrection. They don't want to bury it. They say he's gone. While we know that even after death we can feel the soul is there. The body is dead, but the soul of the deceased, the mayyit, is there. And it can feel. And it can comprehend about the surroundings, what is happening to it. إِنَّ الْمَيِّتَ لَيَسْمَعُ. This is what the Prophet says, صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. إِنَّ الْمَيِّتَ لَيَسْمَعُ خَفْقَ النَّعَالِ عَلَىٰ قَبْرِهِ. The dead person in his grave can hear the steps when someone walks above the grave. The dead person can realize and understand and hear. When someone walks above the grave, he understands. This is the hadith of the Prophet. Now, if you have difficulty understanding this, we have difficulty understanding many things. Even with modern science now, people have difficulties understanding some aspects of modern science. Because human brain is not unlimited. It is limited. Human brain is limited. And therefore we have faith in God. In what God says, we have to believe in what He says. We should not judge. We should not judge what God says only with our own understanding. Sometimes it's difficult for us to understand, but we have to have faith in God. In Surah Al-Qiyamah, لا أقسم بيوم القيامة ولا أقسم بالنفس اللوامة. لا أقسم means I make an oath in the Arabic literature. I make an oath by the day of judgment, بيوم القيامة. And I make oath, another oath, by the reproaching soul. We carry a reproaching soul inside us. And نفس اللوامة. What does it do, nafsul lawama? When we do something bad, something wrong, violation, this nafs, this soul, sends signals to us, telling us that you did something wrong. You did something wrong, a violation. Therefore, some people, they have remorse when they commit a sin, or they have some guilt. Afterwards, they have some remorse. They don't feel okay. They feel something, even if nobody knew about it. Suppose you do something wrong, no one knows about it. No one except you. You feel inside. You feel uncomfortable. You feel uncomfortable that you did some wrong, injustice to someone, to a group, to a family, to your wife, to your children, to your neighbor, to your partner. This is an nafsul lawwama. This is a device that God installed in us, humans. Animals, they don't have them. Animals, they may prey on their victims, they kill, but they don't have. They don't go back home and say, oh, I'm sorry, I killed someone today. Oh, I'm sorry. They don't do that. But insan does. Not every insan. Some insans, some humans are worse than animals. They kill, they destroy, they rape. And they don't feel sorry. One of them, one of those notorious people who is now in the prison for 150 years, they sentenced him for 150 years, is Madoff, Robert Madoff, the most notorious person. Through his financial scams, he destroyed the life of millions of people around the world. Millions of people. $65 billion scam. Through his, you know, through several decades in his life. And now he's in the prison. 150 years, they sentenced him. 150 years. This is almost six life sentences. A life sentence is 25 years. He's there for 150 years. And he lost everything, not only his money and his freedom and his dignity. He's disgraced. And he lost two of his young children. One of his sons, he killed himself 2 years after they captured the father. He committed suicide, one of his sons. And the second son died yesterday of cancer at the age of 48. And this one who died yesterday, in his last interview, he said, I would never go back to my father. I would never love my father, and I would never forgive my father. Even on my deathbed, I'm not going to forgive my father. So imagine this man, terrible father, not only destroyed his own life, he destroyed the life of his own children, and millions of people, their savings, their life savings went away. Was destroyed. Their dreams were destroyed. This person does not have a nafsul lawwama, because he is desensitized. His nafs is dead. Doesn't work. Does not work. The battery there does not work. The nafs is there, but the battery is dead. So he kills and he destroys and he feels okay. This is the case with some criminals. But with those who do not have a criminal records, with sound people, with pious people, with God-fearing people, whenever they do something wrong in their life, the nafs comes to them and tell them, why did you do this? Why did you oppress this person? Why were you cruel to that person? Nafsul lawwama. And then Allah says, by this soul, and nafsul lawwama, ayahsabu al-insanu an lan najma'a 'idama? Man thinks that after he dies, we are not going to najma', gather his bones, his remains. An lan najma'a 'idama? Bala, indeed, qadirina 'ala an nusawwiya banana. Not only we don't gather his bones, we are going to reassemble and recreate his fingertips. Fingerprints, with all the details he carried. Now, I ask you, do you think there are two people in this universe who have the same fingerprints? This is why they take the fingerprints at the airports, because it has no match. Today we have 7 billion people in this universe, meaning that we have 7 billion different fingerprints. This is one of God's This is your identity. The real identity, in the past, you remember in Iran and Iraq and all countries, there were no signatures. There were no signatures. They stamp with their finger because it's unique. You don't get confused with that. This is God's miracle. Allah says with the fingerprints, we're going to redesign them and recreate them and bring them back. بَلَا قَادِرِينَ عَلَىٰ أَن نُسَوِّيَ بَنَانَ. Quraysh, the Meccans, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he invited them to believe in God and in the Day of Judgment, most of them were ignorant, illiterate. They don't read or write. Only 17 people in Mecca, when the Prophet came as a messenger of God, only 17 people, 17, were able to read. The rest of them were illiterate. So they sent a delegation from Mecca all the way to the southern part of Arabia, which is Najran. In the southern tip of the Arabian Peninsula, the province of Najran. There were some Jews and Christians living there. So those pagans of Mecca, they came to those Jews and Christians and they said to them, listen, we have a man. His name is Muhammad and he's claiming he's the messenger of God. And we don't believe him. But we want to challenge him, but we don't know how to challenge him. We don't know. When two people meet, one of them is highly educated and the other is bisawad, illiterate. They can't speak to each other. There is no common language. There is no common language between someone who is educated or highly educated and someone who has no education or illiterate. They can't speak. This is why we have sometimes conflicts in the society, in the families, in the community. Because one of them is really educated and the other, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Or Ahmaq, he's Ahmaq. Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam has a beautiful hadith. He says, whenever I have a discussion or debate with someone, I knock him down. Except one person I could not. Ahmaq, I could not knock him down. Because I don't know what to tell him. So the Christians of Najran, they said to them, we have an important question. Go and ask your Muhammad in Mecca. Ask him, Mata Yawmul Qiyamah? One is the Day of Judgment. The Day of Judgment in the Quran has different names and different terms. One of them is As-Sa'ah. As-Sa'ah. The hour. So they came all the way, coming back from Najran, carrying this important challenge to the Prophet. They want to ask him, one is the hour. If you are the messenger of God, tell us. One is the hour. You are speaking about judgment and resurrection. Tell us one. This is what the Quran says. يسألونك. They come to you, Ya Rasulullah. يسألونك عن الساعة. They ask thee about the hour, the Day of Judgment. أيان مرساها. أيان, when. مرساها comes from إرساء. When things land. When the airplane touches down here at this runway. Or when the ship moors at the port here, stops, lands, the ship lands. رست السفينة. In Arabic they say رست السفينة. إرساء means arrivals or landing. Or landing. When is this hour? When the hour is going to land and arrive? أيان مرساها. قل, say to them, يا رسول الله. قل إنما علمها عند ربي. The knowledge of the hour, when does it land, when does it arrive, is only with my Lord. قل إنما علمها عند ربي. لا يجليها لوقتها إلا هو. With my Lord alone. None but He can reveal as to when it will happen. I cannot tell you when it happened. I can. This knowledge belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. Sometimes God shared some of His knowledge with others, with the Anbiya, with the messengers, with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He tells the messengers about things, mysterious things, things that are going to happen in the future. And this is why Jesus, before him Moses, after him Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they all inform their communities about events that are going to happen in the future. And the communities, they didn't know about them. That knowledge came from God. God passed this knowledge to this messenger and he said to him, I want you to share it with your community. On the other hand, there are types of knowledge that are highly classified. God would not share them with anyone, including the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of them, one of these, is ilmu sa'ah, the knowledge of the hour. When does the hour come? Even the Prophet did not know. But Allah says in another verse in Surah Taha, Allah says, "Inna sa'ata atiyatun." Definitely, this hour is coming. Atiyatun. Akadu ukhfiha. But I always hide it. Why do you hide it? Why do you hide it? Can someone say? Why the knowledge of the hour? Why God does not tell us? He tells us, for instance, year 2000, now it's 2014, yes? Let's say 2055. On the month of, let's say, such and such, the day of such and such, the hour of such and such, the Armageddon is going to begin, the end of this life. The Sa'ah is going to begin. What's wrong with that if he shares this with us? Can you tell me? Yeah. Exactly, life is test. Because if God is supposed to tell us when is the day of judgment, believe me, all of us today, we're going to stop praying and fasting and being good only 6 months before the hour we start practicing. Believe me. Believe me. Because none of us do these because we love God. We do these to escape punishment. The only person who does the prayers and the service is Rasulullah and Amir al-Mu'mineen and our Imams. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, "Oh my Lord, I never worshipped you because I have tamah, greed in your paradise, so you take me to paradise. Neither I worshipped you for the fear of your punishment or fire. But I worship you لأنك, لأنني وجدتك أهلا للعبادة فعبدتك. I found you worthy of worshipping. I fall in love with you. Not because I want you to take me to paradise or, you know, if I don't do, you send me to the hellfire. It's not about that. That's Ali ibn Abi Talib. He's different. With us, ordinary people, if we know that the day of judgment, if we know that our time, our death, if we know about our death, nobody knows about his time. Do you? You can't. If we know, we stop worshipping until 1 week before we die. We come to the masjid carrying the Quran and dua, Allahu Akbar, and then we become. This is the case with man. Man, his nature is opportunist. Opportunist. Accept awliya Allah. Those are different people. So God says, I would not tell you about the hour because this is a test. I want you to work hard. It could be tomorrow. It could be next week. It could be tonight. Akadu ukhfiha. Allah says, inna sa'ata atiyatun. Definitely the hour is coming. This is Surah Taha, one of the most beautiful chapters of the Quran. Akadu ukhfiha. I always try to hide it, to conceal it. Ukhfiha comes from ikhfa, and ikhfa is concealment. Akadu ukhfiha litujza kullu nafsin bima tas'a. So you work hard. If you work hard, you get what you deserve. If you don't work hard, you don't get anything. Life is test. أكاد أخفي. I remember when I was a child, we had a teacher, very smart teacher. All other teachers, they tell us, for instance, next week you have the finals, the exam. They tell us the day. At that time, when we were in Iraq, it was Saturday and Sunday, you know, working day, school days. So he would come and say, next Saturday you have finals. One teacher, he would come and say, I would not tell you when. It could be tonight, it could be today, it could be tomorrow, any minute. I'm testing you. Because I want you to study all the time. If he tells us the test is 1 week from now, we don't study unless 1 night before the test. Yeah, remember? Only 1 night, believe me. We used to spend the whole year playing around and not listening to the teacher. Only we become Muqaddasa Abdabili 1 week before the final. We do tawbah, we go to the masjid. Oh, Ilahi, I want to pass, please help me. 1 week only. And we used to study to pass the test. This is why we did not learn anything. Believe me. The difference between the good student and bad students, the good student, he loves the classroom. He loves to learn. His aim not just to pass from one grade into another. He wants to learn. He loves ilm. He loves knowledge. The lazy one, he doesn't love ilm. He just wants to pass from this grade into that grade. This is the difference. So Allah says, I would not tell you one is the hour. Why? لِتُجْزَى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ بِمَا تَسْعَى. So each one gets what he or she deserves on the Day of Judgment. On the Day of Judgment. This is the reason even Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not know anything about the hour. But then here, Allah says, if it comes, it really comes very hard. لَا يُجَلِّيهَا لِوَقْتِهَا إِلَّا هُوَ ثَقُلَتْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. ثَقُلَتْ. When it comes heavy. ثَقُلَتْ from ثُقْل. And ثُقْل in Arabic means heavy. وَقْتِ كَ مِرَسَدْ سَنْجِين مِرَسَدْ Quran referred. سَنْجِين مِرَسَدْ. وقت سنگینیش چجوریه؟ بخونید، قرآن بخونید. سوره حج میفرماید، سوره الحج. See what Allah says about the arrival of the hour. Allah سبحانه و تعالی says, إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. The convulsion of the hour is something very terrible, terrifying and horrible. زلزلة الساعة. You know, sometimes there are some earthquakes that rocks the buildings, 6.5, maybe even 7. The other day in Napa Valley, the wine, beautiful wine county in America, it was, how much was it? 7? 6 point something, 6.4 I believe. And all these barrels of wine, I saw them. I was so happy the following day, believe me. All of them on the floor. And inshallah, the price of wine goes up and up and up, so nobody can afford it, inshallah. Yeah. 6.4 at 3:19 a.m. All the people in Napa and around it and in the Bay Area, they woke up. All the people. 6.4 is nothing. Allah says, إِنَّ زَلْزَلَةَ السَّاعَةِ شَيْءٌ عَظِيمٌ. Something that is going to destroy the entire earth. The earth is going to destroy, not just one region or one county or one state, the entire earth. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا. On that day, you shall see the nursing mother that is carrying the baby, nursing the baby. يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضَعَةٍ عَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ. The mother is going to throw the baby away. You know, at the time of tragedies and fear, mothers, they run towards their children. Have you seen in the movies? The first thing a mother does, if she has a baby, she runs towards the baby to grab him, to protect him, to be a shield. On the Day of Judgment, the opposite is going to happen. Because of the shock, the degree of the shock, the mother is going to throw the baby and run away. تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت, her baby that she's feeding, وتضع كل ذات حمل حملها, every single pregnant mother is going to give miscarriage to her baby. وترى الناس سكارى, and you look at people in the street, they run in the street like the drunken people, sukara, sukara. But Allah says, وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى, they did not drink wine. وَلَكِنَّ عَذَابَ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٌ, this is the punishment of the Lord. This is the hour. This is the hour is arriving. This is one, only a small scene. In another verse, Allah says, لَا أُقْسِمُ. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِذَا الشَّمْسُ كُوِّرَتْ وَإِذَا النُّجُومُ كَدَرَتْ وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ, the sun is going to become dark, the stars are going to fall apart, the mountains are going to vanish, to be destroyed, the huge mountains are going to be destroyed. You speak about an atomic bomb, is nothing compared to the hour. So Allah says, be prepared for that. This is not a Hollywood movie. This is not a fiction. This is not a story. This is a reality. This is a reality, so we take it serious. We take it serious, and we go back to ourselves, and we think of what we did, and what we are supposed to do, what we are supposed to do before it is too late. Before it is too late. Then, ثَقُلَتْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا تَأْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتَ. When it comes all of a sudden, without warning. You know, today, they are thinking of having these devices that tell us about the earthquake. Sensors, things like that. Maybe 10 seconds, 20 seconds, they tell us about tsunami, they can tell us half an hour before, so we get prepared. Allah says, for the day of judgment, there is no preparation. If you don't prepare yourself now, if you are not ready now, then we are not going to give you any warning. There is no alarm that tells you, oh, in 5 minutes, the day of judgment is going to arrive. We don't have such an alarm. لَا تَأْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتَةً يَسْأَلُونَكَ كَأَنَّكَ حَفِيٌّ عَنْهَا. They insist on you, tell us one, as if you are well acquainted. We didn't even tell you, Ya Muhammad. We tell them about when it is coming. We are not going to tell them. قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Beautiful. Tell them, the knowledge of the hour is only with God. However, most of the people, لا يَعْلَمُونَ, here means they are not going to take us serious. We tell them these warnings, but still, they don't take us serious. They don't take us serious. For one reason. Why they don't take us serious? Because of the attachment to the dunya. Attachment to the dunya. When people are attached to the dunya, they still don't wake up. They're not going to take things serious. Unless they see the punishment. Unless they see the punishment, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts and our minds and our souls to be prepared, to be prepared in our life, to be prepared for the next chapter. People, you come to funerals like this one. Why would we come to that funeral? We come to learn, we come to pay tribute and also to learn, to be reminded. This is a reminder that one day people are going to sit in our own funeral. It will happen one day. Since we started this mosque 18 years ago, I remember we had many men and women and young, even including young people, young in their 20s and 30s, who were with us, and now they are no longer with us. They are under the ground. This is a lesson. We have to be prepared. We have to be prepared. So when we arrive before Allah, we arrive with a smile and we receive the book in the right hand. in the right hand. وَأَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ فِي سِدْرٍ مَخْضُودٍ وَطَلْحٍ مَنْضُودٍ وَظِلٍ مَمْدُودٍ وَمَاءٍ مَسْكُوبٍ وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرَةٍ لَا مَقْطُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ. Make sure that you prepare yourself for that day, inshallah. Inshallah, on Saturday we have the Hajj class from 4 to 6, the first Hajj class, and we have the celebration of the Milad of our 8th Imam, Al-Imam Ali ibn Musa Rida alayhi salatu wassalam, at 7:30, inshallah, at 7:30. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات. We give condolences to the family of the late marhum Hajjaj Mahmoud Gahbarachi, to his daughters and his sons and his wife and his friends and his family members, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather him inshallah in paradise with Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.